I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Corey Benner's been right in the middle of that from Gators territory, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Larry, as always. Hope you're doing well.
Doing good, doing good. I'll tell you what, you must need a shrink. I'm telling you. I mean, holy mackerel. This is crazy. I mean, we're talking 5-6 weeks ago, like, this is Florida, all they need to get their quarterbacks in order. And then all of a sudden that slide started, and we're looking for bowl eligibility this week.
Yep, absolutely. And you and I talked about, I think, 2 weeks ago, where you were asking me kind of what's going wrong in Gainesville, and I kind of pointed at some of the decision-making from Mullen over the time, whether that's roster moves or just overall in-game decisions. And you can see how that game against Missouri was going. It was just kind of – I mean, Florida was in position to win, and then obviously you can kind of see the momentum kind of shifting the other way. And I'm not sure if you saw the whole game, Larry, but Florida had the ball on their 30-yard line with over a minute to play to kind of drive in the field goal range. And they just kind of laid down and just decided, hey, we're going to take it in the overtime. And I don't think I've ever seen that in a long time. Wow. And that was kind of like the nail in the coffin as far as from the Florida fan base. It was like I knew that once they lost in overtime on a two-point conversion, I kind of told my buddy, I was like, that might have been it. You know what I mean? I know they're leaning towards making a move, and I thought that was possibly, you know, that was the last situation that was going to push Mullen out of Gainesville. And yeah, not even 24 hours later, man, they finally made that move that all fans were expecting.
You know, Corey, the thing is, the kids didn't play for them. That's a disappointing thing. They didn't play for them, and that probably added up to that. They probably didn't really respect what he was doing. So, yeah, that's because, you know, you've seen situations where coaches are, you know, good coaches, but they get overwhelmed, and because of their talent may not be as good as the talent that they're playing, but people at least give them, you know, they give a maximum effort. And I, you know, like in Miami, I got to give those kids credit. They're giving maximum effort to try to keep Manny Diaz around. You know, they got him bowl eligible with a chance to win again this week. So not that it's going to work. But what next in Florida? Because, you know, when I told you this summer, when I had an opportunity to go up and you know, talk to Coach Mullen and see what, you know, during one of their camps, and I was amazed at how much talent I saw in the locker room, which names of the kids that were coming back. And, you know, I said to myself, they could win. I mean, they could win. Yeah, obviously losing Kyle Pitts and Trask, you know, a couple of other kids, offensive interior linemen, and a couple of secondary kids. Yeah, but everybody goes through that every year. But you have that depth, and that's what makes a marquee team, the ability like the Alabamas, the Oklahomas, the Ohio States and such, to just replace those kids. Yeah, you're not going to ever replace a Kyle Pitts. But you know what? You got to make a great effort. You got to make a great effort to do. What's next? I mean, what happens now? I know the coaching search is on. I've seen a lot of names. Who's more of a fit? I mean, obviously, you know, we look at a lot of the coaches around the country, and you never know until they get here, but you got to have some Florida and Southeast area ties.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of said yesterday, we put out a coaching hot board. It included Mario Cristobal, Billy Napier, Lane Kiffin, all the way up to, it was all over the place. I mean, expected. I know Bill O'Brien's name has been thrown there, David Randa. There's been a lot of big names kind of mentioned. But I think this honestly comes down to my top two are Cristobal and Billy Napier. I don't know if Cristobal – there's like rumors that like people always say that Cristobal just doesn't like Florida in general. And I said, hey, playing for Miami and coaching are two different things. I mean, look at Randy Shannon, you know, up in Tallahassee. I mean, when the money comes calling, it's a good opportunity. Some guys will look at it. But I personally think as of right now, obviously those two guys have good Southeast ties. Napier's from Georgia. He's an up-and-coming guy who's been linked to so many jobs over the last 2 years. I think as of right now, he's the front runner. And I said this on my site a few weeks ago. Florida actually reached out to his representatives after the South Carolina game. So this is something they're thinking about doing for a while as far as making a move. And Napier's been on their radar. And they're actually supposed to meet with Napier today. And that's one. And I don't think Florida's an offer he's going to turn down. You know, Mississippi State, he turned down. South Carolina, Auburn. I mean, there's been a few jobs he's passed on. Tennessee was one because of all the probation. So I think him was – I've heard behind the scenes that he really covets the LSU job. I just don't know if he's as high on LSU's list as he is on Florida's. But from what I've told that, you know, right now I think Napier's a front runner. He obviously has experience under Dabo Sweeney and obviously Nick Saban. He's from Georgia. He's used to this area. That's the fans. That's the favorite amongst the fan base as well. People really want Napier. So if someone told me right now, you can cross Kiffin off the board. I was told today that don't expect Kiffin to be in the mix for the job. Florida's, I mean, nothing wrong with Kiffin. I think he's a great offensive mind, but Florida won't be going in that direction from what I'm told. But I think right now all eyes are on Napier. I think they're going to do whatever they can to get that deal done, and he's the guy to really keep an eye on right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey Bender joining us, Gators territory. You kind of think at who would be Napier, Nick Saban, another Nick Saban coaching tree. You know, Florida, that's one thing Florida fans are going to, hey, well, the last one didn't work out too well, but you know, a couple years back, you take them with McElwain, but you know what? But
I think Florida fans got selfish with McElwain too. I mean, a lot of people looked at the McElwain situation, they want to change. And when you really compare McElwain and Mullen, as far as their time in Gainesville, McElwain did a better job, especially in SEC play. And now there's a lot of fans like, man, maybe we're just spoiled. We were stubborn back then. And, you know, Mullen did a good job. I actually, you know, you see a lot of these players, like when they got announced that they were parting ways with them, a lot of Florida players, even support staff, they all went out of their way to say, like, hey, you changed my life. Thank you for taking the opportunity, giving me the opportunity. And it just came down to, it doesn't mean he's not a good guy. They all loved him off the field, but there's just a lot of stuff when it came to, you know, game planning and, you know, seniority was a big one. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people thought Anthony Richardson should have played most of the year. And there's younger guys, too, that are now playing. They're doing a really good job. And people are like, why were they not playing earlier? And I think Mullen, he's very big on loyalty and seniority. And I think, honestly, that's what kind of cost him. He was kind of stubborn at times. I think that's what really kind of cost him in the end.
Corey, you know, I mean, and you've covered recruiting for a long, long time. What do the recruits say? I mean, and they have some kids that are already committed. What are the recruits saying about all this? Is it one of these things that a waiting type of see type of thing?
Yeah, honestly, Larry, this is one of those recruiting classes you just honestly just want to move on from as a fan. I mean, they're 46 in the country right now, dead last in the SEC right now. The worst recruiting class SEC, and expected because they're going to lose some guys, but Jamarian Burt from Ocala decommitted yesterday, and then Isaiah Bond, their highest-ranked commit, he decommitted today. And then about a month ago, both these other guys were the highest-ranked commit at the time. Shamar James and Julian Humphrey, one committed to Georgia, and the other one should be going to Georgia. So not only are they losing guys, but these guys are teaming up with their rival. So it's been a stinger for the fan base, so – it's just one of those things. I think they're going to have to hit the portal pretty hard, man. Some of these kids are going to be a wait and see. Some kids said, you know, hey, it's Florida. I'm obviously, I want to know who the coach is, but I'm going there because it's Florida. But it's just one of those classes. No matter how you look at it, it's just not going to be that good of a class. So you just try to keep the main guys in the class you can, because there are some talented kids. But I think they're going to have to really rely on the portal. You know what I mean? Obviously, get some notable guys at key positions, but most Florida fans are already kind of flipping the book to 2023, to be 100% honest, you know?
Okay. All right. People want to follow you, and obviously they do it, website and your social media. Give that out so everybody can take a hold of what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can follow me at Corey, Corey _ Bender, Bender. And then obviously our website is GatorsTerritory.com. And Larry, I'll have some personal news next week, too, regarding my job situation. I actually have some news I'll be putting out next week, so I'll keep you tuned for that.
Okay, good stuff, Corey. Thanks as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, definitely. Talk to you soon, Larry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.